Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As Secretary of State John Kerry arrives in Iraq this morning, where the turmoil continues to escalate, a Massachusetts National Guard company is helping to wind down military operations in Afghanistan. The Bourne-based 379th Engineering Company is at the start of a nine-month deployment, the unit's third mission in Afghanistan. We spoke with Guard Commander, the Adjutant General in Massachusetts, Major General Scott Rice, about the overseas role of the Guard in this last decade and whether the stress of all those deployments is manageable.
The fact that we've been used a lot more over the last 10 years has caused a lot of stress on the Guard. But this new normal is something I think that we're all getting used to. Every single member of the military, whether they're part-time or full-time, has a role and a part to play. And I think we're all honored to be a part of that.
The 379th Engineering Company has seen several overseas deployments since 9/11, in 2003, in 2010, and now just recently deployed back to Afghanistan for a third mission. Tell us about the skill set of this company and what their missions have been.
The 379th is a classic horizontal engineering company in the sense that they have all those big heavy equipment that you would see at any construction site. They're constructing roads, they're making facilities, and they do have some mine clearing expertise that they're working on. But even that piece has been winding down quite a bit as operations change their tempo, and we hand over a lot of those combat type missions to the Afghan forces.
As I understand it, the 379th may also be, in this current mission, dismantling some of the bases and infrastructure over there that's been put in place in the last 10 years.
That is correct. Our goal as Americans has always been we would like to leave the place the way we found it. And if it's a flat desert where we set a base up, then we will, by the time we leave, we'll leave it back into a condition where it's a flat desert again.
Must be kind of odd for those men and women to be taking apart things that they may have actually had a hand in building in their two previous deployments.
You know, I use the term back to the future. Here I was at the same place before, building something up. But, you know, it's a sense of pride because in a lot of ways, we feel like we accomplished something. Our goal and our mission, I think, as U.S. military and as the Massachusetts National Guard, is to export what and who we are as Americans, that we can work together, we can build something, we can create something, we can provide a sense of security for our general citizens, and then when our job's done and our mission's over, we can step back and say, well done, and we've left it the way we found it.
Any idea whether other Massachusetts National Guard units will be deployed to Afghanistan before the drawdown, the pullout, is essentially complete?
Yes. As a matter of fact, one of our medical companies is preparing to deploy in the next few months, and they'll be on their road shortly. And then we have a transportation company that might have a potential for deploying too, because as you can imagine, there'll be a lot of need for transportation as we move our forces out.
I'm wondering how the current events in Iraq are viewed. Is there a little disappointment that after all the U.S. involvement there, all the Massachusetts National Guard involvement there, makes the current events feel a little disappointing and discouraging?
I don't know if disappointing is the right word. I would say it's more discouraging, and it's kind of sad. And now, after moving so far forward, they take a step or two backwards as they try to figure out how to make it all work. It's sad to see them have to learn lessons on how they do security and stuff like that that we've worked so hard to help them with. But I don't think all is lost. We put on a lot of investment into it, and we put a lot of time and effort. And I think as we look to the future, we'll be able to somehow, in the right manner, in the right time, appropriately help them start moving forward again.
General Rice, thank you very much for speaking to Morning Edition. Good to meet you.
Great to meet you, Bob, and thanks a lot, and thank you for the time.
Major General Scott Rice, the Adjutant General for the Massachusetts National Guard, speaking with us from Hanscom Air Force Base in Bedford.